Okay, this is this information is pretty easy to understand, and I'm going to explain it pretty quickly. First of all, the Limbaugh and the Kilmer thing, that's not, it's not a, that it's a bad situation. It's just that that's what containment is. They both need a little bit of rehabilitation for certain issues. And I'll be, you know, the people that are involved and have access to the information, I'll understand. One of them has, you know, really possessive, kind of obsessive tendencies and rages, and gets violent. And the other one has a really bad obsessive disorder. And both of them are in containment because of incidents, numerous incidents. But the good thing is they don't have to be, if they were back in society, just normal society, they'd be in prison or a mental institution. But here they get put into an environment, and the show that Limbaugh's doing, that's his therapy. That's basically his therapy until he can get actual treatment. But he doesn't get his treatment till the next processing. Because, you know, there's a schedule and stuff. And Kilmer has a really, really bad obsessive disorder. That all that number stuff and doing the shows, and the little ninja girl is not going to listen. I don't usually focus on her because she doesn't like being focused on. But they're specifically telling me to tell you the truth about them. And they both have, you know, issues. But all it means is that, you know, people that you like that are entertaining, they're not perfect, and you get to help them. And when they do get processed, they'll get the help that they need and they'll be fine. And we can help them then. But right now they're extremely dangerous and they're both in those shows, and you'll understand this, and so will they. That's, their containment is a product of their mental illness. Their shows are their minds manifesting in an advanced environment. Like if two people get an apartment and you're normal and healthy, the environment that you're living in your apartment would be a happy, healthy environment if it was manifested by the advanced technology, the minds of two like normal, healthy people. But somebody like Limbaugh, it manifests the show based on what's inside of his head. Same with Kilmer. They haven't been treated yet. But it's important that the people here understand that's what containment with advanced technology is. They don't go to federal prison. They don't go to mental institutions and like sanitariums or whatever. They get put into environments like that until they can be treated and put with people. That we're going to end up having to deal with them. Just so that you know, we don't have to deal with like 50 of them, but we are going to have to deal with at least two of them. Part of my responsibilities and some of the other people, just so the people involved understand, like her brother and some of the other people, we're going to have to deal with them. They're really messed up now, but they'll get treatment and they'll be fine, but they'll still be, you know, difficult to deal with for a while. But that's how you earn involved. Like, okay, for example, do you want advanced functionality? Her brother does. You want advanced functionality? You want to be able to do stuff with your mind, all the really cool stuff? You got to help people. You got to earn it. You have to deal with people like that. I have to deal with you. You're going to have to deal with them. You have to earn it. It's like in a very real way, you have to do a lot of stuff. Well, the little ninja girls, it's not even going to be like a thing for her. She wants to help them. You know, I don't think her brother's as stoked as, I don't think that he's as stoked on helping them as she is, which is, you know, good for her, but well, it'll be fine. It'll be fun. That's what containment is, though. Containment is where a mental illness or a criminal offender that has, you know, violent tendencies or whatever, they get put into an environment that satisfies their urges. Both of their shows are satisfying the urges inside of their heads. Now, certain other people may have had an influence and may have pushed them in that direction, but that's what they're like. That's the stuff inside of his head that he tries to keep hidden. That's what the advanced environment is. Like two happy, healthy people would have a super good environment. You know, if when an advanced environment is built out around a person or two really happy, healthy people, but not somebody like that. And they're usually on their own. They're usually on their own or with somebody that's similar that can be put into a similar type of containment. But you do have to work with people like that as they come out of rehabilitation. I've been working with people like that my entire life. It's fun. You know, it's frustrating, but it's fun. But do you think I'm saying that, like, okay, we'll help them after rehabilitation? Why do you think I keep saying that? I'm not new to this process. I know how it works. If we're focused on them, and she's been focused on them, it's not just some random thing. I know that we're going to have to help people that have mental problems. And it became very clear who those people were pretty recently. I mean, she's been focused on them for a while and is prepared to help them, wants to help them, which is good for me. Because you need to understand this. I am so happy that she wants to help them. Because usually when I have to deal with people like that, the other people that I'm doing stuff with, they don't want to deal with them. And I have to deal with them separately. So all this means is they've found me a partner. And they've prepared her to want to help the people that I'm going to have to deal with. That's really, really good for me. I'm going to have to deal with them no matter what. And the fact that she wants to help them means I'm not going to have to deal with it separately. Like how I have like these group of friends that I do this with, and then these people that I have to deal with because these group of friends don't want to deal with these people. It's important that they understand this. I get assigned to people, messed up people that usually try to kill me. They'll be fine. Those kinds of issues, they get better real quick. They go into a healthy environment and they'll be totally fine. But we for sure are going to have to deal with at least those two guys. I know we are. With complete certainty. And there's not anything that they can do or that they will do to not get included, because they're not being included for good reasons. They're being included because of deals that were made by, you know, people in a larger process. So we're for sure going to have to deal with them. The beta thing is just who I'm partnered up with. Yeah, but okay. And while we really like each other and we're super happy to be working with each other, it's not a coincidence and it's not random. Her grandfather, Elon's grandfather, Herman's father, that I've, you know, had some interactions with recently, and he's excited about what's going on. He's the guy that reached out and sort of managed from inside of that criminal organization the criminal investigation after everything went bad, after Hughes's father got control of Hitler's older brother, and after all this stuff happened. So her grandfather, Elon's grandfather, made those deals and got the other people in the deals and basically got them into the Good, it's going good.
Hey, man, the reason I stopped is, why don't you have a backlight?
Oh, I ran out of batteries.
Look, and there's another one over there, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Put them together, huh?
I'm riding home from work. I work at the postal factory right around the corner.
Oh,
I live on Elwood Beach Drive.
All right, man, do you have an idea with me?
Yeah, I sure do.
It ran out of light on this one.
Yeah, the battery ran out. It's a USB charger. There's my postal factory ID.
You have your driver's
license? Yeah, I have my driver's license. Hold on a second. Yeah, you sure can. Oi.
Hey, man, is you heading home?
Yeah.
You need a light on that bike. How far are you from home?
Up the street, pretty much.
All right, bro, let's get home then.
There you go.
Just make sure it's on next time, right?
Yeah. Mr. Glenn, you never even arrested before?
Nah, not in like 20 years.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, that's
yeah.
35-33-11-26. Well, it's good. We've been having a lot of cars versus pedestrians.
Really?
So we're really honing down on people driving. And that kid was driving on the sidewalk, too. Well, lucky I saw you first.
Okay? Yeah.
That's why we're doing this, man. We don't want no more people getting hit by bikes.
No, I understand. The e-bikes, yeah, and the e-bikes, the people going like 30 miles an hour riding through.
This bike can go pretty quick.
Yeah, right? It goes like 25.
Imagine hitting the car at 25 miles per hour.
Yeah, I'd be
going 25 miles per hour. You're going 50. Line out there. Especially because they just don't have strap. You can't, it's not like a seatbelt. You get, you know, in your seat.
Yeah.
You know, that's... Why do you get out so late from work?
I work late. Start at 4 o'clock. Get out at 12:30. They're making us do overtime. Pretty much every day because they won't hire new people.
That's good though.
Yeah, it's extra money, yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Not bad at all. Like a little pacemaker or a little pace thing?
Yeah.
Your phone? Is that like a little...
What's up?
Like, give me the time?
Oh, no, it's I was doing a podcast for my photography thing when I was riding home.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Am I doing the podcast now?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. I'm gonna edit it out, but...
I'm podcasting.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to do photography. I'm doing a photography business on the side, trying to get out of the postal factory.
Don't they pay you pretty good though?
Yeah, $21 an hour.
33.
Started at 19. That's why not a lot. It used to be a really good job, like 20 years ago. And then they stopped keeping up with inflation and cost of living and stuff.
Well, sounds good. Well,
so, yeah.
Understand. Yeah. All right, man. Well,
all right.
Appreciate you being cool with this.
All right. I dropped this. All right, see you guys later. Wait. Okay, so there's his story. That's the story that he's doing. Okay, so basically, the deals that he made, that Herman's grandfather made, right, resulted in that entire criminal organization getting busted. Right. So the deals that the little ninja girl made, the little ninja girl's making for the beta, the deals that her brother's making, those are because of the deals that he made. Right. So I'm not like picking and choosing from the people at the factory, right? The people at the factory are part of deals. They have opportunities to earn involvement, and that's his attack. That's what his attack is. He's basically, all he can do is use story functionality to do like a bike light out or whatever. So all they can do is those attacks. So basically, the deals that they made were basically making good on. Now the thing is, anybody involved at this point can get out of the deals if they want. So nobody has to continue on in this process. And the deals that they're you know, potentially going to get to be a part of, anybody can exit and just go into normal lives. If they don't want to be involved, if this is like too much, because there's a lot happening. Okay, and the last thing is his time machine. Like, what is his time machine? Okay, Hughes and his, you know, homosexual lover, when he was Hughes, he murdered a bunch of people, murdered his own father. And Hughes's gay lover, the guy that he turned into a girl, they came up with a fantasy that when Hughes gets overwhelmed or when they get busted, he pretends like he goes back in time with his mind and changes things. He gets really high, he passes out. Hughes's gay lover, you know, changes a bunch of stuff in his little environment, his workspace, and he pretends like he changed it with his mind. And that fantasy has been built out over almost a century, where he has basically like a carnival ride that he goes into. And he pretends like he's been time traveling. He pretends like he's been time traveling. So So basically, we've got Hughes's gay love, which is he still is his accomplice. You know, Eleanor Roosevelt, the guy that he mutilated, that he turned into a girl, his accomplice, that's trying to murder all the girls with. He basically, Hughes goes into a carnival ride, passes out for a day, and his gay lover wife changes a bunch of stuff, and Hughes pretends like he went back in time and changed stuff with his mind. Well, that's one of the reasons why things are going so badly right now, because Hughes' gay lover, his wife, is in a lot of trouble. And that's one of the things, one of the reasons why he's in so much trouble. Because, you know, Hughes passes out and Hughes' gay lover deals with shit. But this time machine thing is just a coping mechanism when he gets overwhelmed. Yeah, but it's also a way that Hughes' gay lover, his wife, Barbara Bush, was controlling him. Was using that to control him in certain ways. Well, now there's some panic going on. And there, well, that's their attack. The conclusion to them is messing me with a bike light. Well, he's going to have to okay, so here's well, you guys get to see the end. You guys get to hear the end. That's their attack, right? I'm supposed to turn. Just so all of you understand what's going on. I'm supposed to turn because in this audio is me indicating that I live somewhere or something. Just don't say anything. Don't say anything. If I'm staying somewhere else or living somewhere else, or living in a trailer or living here or living there, just don't say anything. All of you want to earn involvement, don't say anything. Don't dox me. I'm not going to turn. So, Hughes and his gay lover wife are going to have to make a decision. Do they want to turn? Or do they want everybody to see this X page? As long as I have this audio file posted on the X page, people are going to be able to see it. Their attempt to make me turn is by putting that little information about my address. Now, listen, if I have a place where I'm living that is secret, don't say anything or you won't get to be involved. Anybody says anything to anybody, you don't get to be involved. It's as simple as that. If you don't want to be involved in what we're doing, say one fucking thing about me living somewhere besides the trailer that they think I'm living in, and you won't get to be involved in what we're doing. It's as simple as that. Now I'm going to keep this audio file up on the X account and people are going to be able to see it. The people in the process, the people that they did the breeding scandal to, all of the other people involved. Okay, that was their attempt to make me turn. My attempt to make them turn is giving everybody access to the information on the X page. And we'll see what happens. I am absolutely going to give everybody access to the information on the X page. And I don't give a fuck if there's some mention of me living somewhere else. If anybody that has access to this X page that's like five layers hidden knows what's going on. So just don't say anything. They're for sure going to turn. So I'm going to put this up on the X account. I'm going to leave this link there. Everybody in these various groups are going to get access to the information on the X account. So that's their attempt to make me turn. Trying to dox me, basically. Yeah, but the great thing is, anybody that has access to this information really, really wants to earn involvement. Just don't say anything. Because I'll deny it and you won't get to be involved. I'll deny it, I won't talk to you anymore, and you won't get to be involved. Don't say anything. We're getting very close to the end. We're getting very, very close to the end. Okay? All right. right, that's the end of this presentation. We're you know, they're in a bad situation right now.